This is KUT. Last week, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development unveiled a plan that could raise rents for millions of people who get federal housing assistance. Here in Austin, local housing authorities and watchdog groups say the changes could hurt some of the most vulnerable residents. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
For the first time in about 6 years, Renee Neal has a savings account. Neal is a single mother of five. She lives with her family at Chalmers Courts, a public housing complex in East Austin. Neal moved in about 3 years ago after a difficult time in her life.
I had went to jail for some traffic tickets and lost everything I had because I was living paycheck to paycheck. But I got out and I had a letter from the housing authority that I was going to be going to orientation to get my apartment. That was immense to me because I needed stability for my children.
She's also found a new job. I met Neal at the office of Jobs Plus ATX, which is inside her apartment complex. The training and education program is run by the Housing Authority of the City of Austin, or HACA. It helped Neal find her current position at Austin Energy. It's also allowed her to build up savings and make plans to one day move out of public housing. But Neal worries about changes being proposed by the federal government. Under current law, most people receiving housing assistance pay 30% of their adjusted income toward rent. But HUD Secretary Ben Carson is proposing a major change in the way rents are calculated. Under his proposal, renters would pay 35% of their gross income. For some very low-income residents, the change would triple their rent. The HUD proposal would also allow public housing authorities to impose new work requirements on residents. That idea is troubling for Neal, who is a contract worker.
If I get let go, would that mean I'm in risk of losing my place? Even though, you know, I'm not just a lazy person who wants to take advantage of the government, I'm definitely willing to be employed. But if there is a gap of more than 2 weeks of me getting more employment, will I get an eviction notice?
An analysis by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a Washington-based think tank, finds that most of the people affected by the spike in minimum rent would be families with children. Maddie Sloan is with Texas Appleseed, a nonprofit advocacy group. She calls the proposed changes counterproductive and cruel.
So what this will do is increase housing costs, force more families to choose between food and the rent, medical care and the rent, utilities on the rent, and will ultimately force more families into homelessness and housing instability.
Michael Gerber is president and CEO of the Housing Authority of the City of Austin. He says HACA is concerned by the HUD proposal, and there are a lot of questions around how such a change would be implemented.
When we're talking about work requirements, you know, how do we balance out, you know, saying go to work with giving people the job training and skills and not putting their housing at risk in the process?
The HUD proposal still requires congressional approval. It's part of a broader push by the Trump administration to strengthen work requirements for safety net programs. Saida Hassan, KUT News.